From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Demonstrations are continuing again in Cairo. At least two people have been killed in the clashes, which began yesterday. Hundreds are reported injured. The BBC's John Lyne explains what started this round of violence.
The violence broke out after the police moved in to break up a protest camp in Tahrir Square. They've managed to break up a number of similar protests in the months since the revolution. But this time the demonstrators fought back. More protesters flooded into the square. There were angry confrontations with rocks being thrown on both sides and the riot police launching tear gas. But the crowd overwhelmed them, set fire to a police van and took control of the square. There's a growing frustration here with the way the military are running the country and fears that they want to entrench their powers even after a formal handover to democracy.
The BBC's John Lyne reporting from Cairo. With Saif al-Islam Gaddafi now in custody in Libya, the question becomes what happens next to the man once expected to take over ruling the country. Terry Schultz reports both Libyan and international authorities want to put him on trial for war crimes.
Though the UN's International Criminal Court, the ICC, wants Saif al-Islam to face its charges of crimes against humanity in The Hague, Libya's new leaders say they've put in place enough legal and judicial procedures to conduct a fair trial themselves. Libyan Prime Minister Abdelrahim al-Kib says since his apprehension Saturday, Saif al-Islam has been treated with respect.
He will get his day in court, and it will be a just, proper justice applied.
The ICC's founding statute says Libya does have primary jurisdiction over crimes committed on its territory, but to hold the trial there, authorities must prove to the court they can meet international standards. ICC Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo will travel to Tripoli in the coming days for discussions with the government. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
President Obama arrived home to the White House early this morning after a 9-day visit to the Asia Pacific. He returns to a Washington still divided on how to cut federal deficits. The Super Committee, 12 lawmakers assigned to find ways to trim the federal budget, are supposed to produce something by Wednesday. They aren't even negotiating this weekend, at least not publicly. But political analyst Larry Sabato with the University of Virginia says, don't give up yet.
There's a lot of doom and gloom out there in the commentary, and maybe it's justified, but I've also learned over the years that you ought to wait before you write somebody's obituary. You need a cold, dead body first.
A failure to reach agreement would trigger an automatic reduction in federal spending, but the budget cuts wouldn't take place until January of 2013. The Iowa caucuses, the first major event of the presidential nomination process, takes place in a little more than 6 weeks. Last night, a Christian group sponsored a roundtable discussion for Republican candidates. Six appeared. They all agree that they oppose abortion and same-sex marriage. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Reno, Nevada, say a wildfire is now about 80% contained, and it should be fully extinguished by the middle of the week. The blaze has blackened 2,000 acres and destroyed 32 homes. At one point, nearly 10,000 people were forced from their homes. They have been allowed to return. Target and McDonald's say that they'll no longer buy eggs from a major Midwestern supplier after a video surfaced showing cruel treatment of chickens. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports the move also follows concerns from the Food and Drug Administration about food safety violations.
Minnesota-based Sparbo Farms is the nation's fifth largest egg producer. An undercover video from the group Mercy for Animals, shot at five Sparbo facilities, shows, among other things, hens packed tightly in cages and chicks getting their beaks burned off. The video follows a warning from the FDA about violations of anti-salmonella regulations. In an online statement, company president Beth Sparbo Schnell said the people who appear in the video have either quit or been suspended or fired.
Our investigation is ongoing, and any other individuals involved will be held accountable.
Schnell says a new company task force is reviewing animal care and food safety practices. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Every year, about 80 students from around the world are given scholarships to attend Oxford University in England. This year, many of them are from the United States. The Rhodes Trust announced this morning that 32 Americans will be Rhodes Scholars entering next October. The scholarships were created in 1902 by the will of British philanthropist Cecil Rhodes. The value is about $50,000 a year. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.